listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Merton Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are rodents? So what is the relationship between that mouse living in your garage, your kid's pet guinea pig, and the squirrel in your backyard? To a zoologist, the scientist who studies animals, they're rodents. The scientific name is Rodentia. Scientists use a classification system which goes kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. Rodentia is the order, and it falls in the class Mammalia, or mammals. There are more rodents than any other order of mammal. This is true both in terms of the number of species and the number of families. The bats are second, but it's a distant second. There are twice the number of rodent species and families as there are bat species and families. The key characteristic of rodents is that the teeth in the front of their mouth, called incisors, in the top and bottom jaws, constantly grow. Rodents really need to chew on hard material like nuts, seeds, wood, roots, since those teeth are continuously growing. They also constantly wear down from all the chewing rodents do. This creates an angle or edge, like a chisel, on the back of the teeth. In fact, the name rodent comes from the Latin word to gnaw. Most are herbivores, meaning they eat plants. Some species are omnivores, meaning they eat plants and meat. Rodents have a huge range in body size. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the smallest rodents are the pygmy mouse, which is found here in the U.S. and in Mexico, and something called the pygmy jerboa, J-E-R-B-O-A, found in Pakistan. These critters have a body a few inches long and a tail a few inches long. The largest rodent is called the capybara, C-A-P-Y-B-A-R-A. They're found in South America, and yeah, they're big, 4 feet long and up to 150 pounds. According to the San Diego Zoo, one was found that weighed 200 pounds. They're so large, they're both hunted and farmed for food. You're probably familiar with many of the rodents. Mice, rats, guinea pigs, hamsters, squirrels, chipmunks, gophers, gerbils. Other mammals that might surprise you as being rodents are chinchillas, beaver, porcupines, prairie dogs, muskrats, lemmings, to name a few. Here's an easy home experiment with one of those rodents, squirrels. It involves scientific observation. Get equal amounts of different types of food, unshelled nuts, apple cubes, breakfast cereal, grapes, potato chips, carrot sticks. Put each type in a small dish and put it in your backyard. Predict which type your neighborhood squirrel will like the most, and then see what happens. Well, we've just learned a little bit about rodents. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for the Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.